like a room.
It's written right, man. Look.
You're not reading it right.
5 meters, man. Four. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Sumerian and semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short, controlled bursts.
Let's roll!
There's so much more!
We are on the air, and welcome to What the Hell for another week. It's Sunday night at 9, as a little song that just played before, and lots of people. Where's my mic? Where's my mic?
Doc is, like, freaking out.
Ah!
I think that's the mic. That's
This level that's might be a little bit high.
Wow.
Yes, it is, because he has his co-host mic, so this would be my mic.
And which one is this? Because this is very loud.
It might be the one that's, like, cranked up accidentally or something. There we go.
Testing.
That's a bit better.
This is much better. Okay.
There we go. There, Dak can have his mic now.
Thank you. Hello.
He really doesn't need his mic, because that one actually picked it on perfectly.
I didn't hear it.
We're going to move this. It's going to make some noise.
Mic is falling.
The mic is falling.
So, those wings smell so damn good. I'm going to go have some.
The What the Hell show, and there's wings cooking. Actually, the wings are done. They're on the table.
Did we have food?
Do we have napkins? Nikki, did you bring out napkins?
I will get the napkins.
People? Okay, the napkins are on top of the fridge.
Just lick your fingers a whole lot.
So Private Drexel has phoned in on the phone a little bit early this week. He actually phoned in about like 6 minutes ago. And the bastard did it on collect, so he thinks we actually want to talk to him. So we're going to switch over to Drexel.
And he better goddamn well have something interesting to say.
Shane's like using up my money. Well, we've got a new feature this week. It's movie clips. We're going to play some movie clips, and people have to guess which movie it's from. And, yeah. The shy one will try and guess it. But she's good with names of people. Maybe not movie clips. Sean Kennedy is the one that's the master of the movie clips.
Oh, no.
No?
No. The shy
it's
one.
Dax?
I refuse to basically give up that thing.
Oh, okay. You're the king of it. Sean is good, though.
No, I will challenge him anytime. He wants to bring it on.
Really?
We can just throw down.
We can do that. Hey, maybe if he comes next week, we will do like a movie clip showdown.
I won $5 tonight because my roommate did not think that we were watching, what the hell is it, on the History Channel,
right.
Some war thing.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, that's Patrick Stewart during the narration. I'm like, no, Brian Bless. I had everybody in the room disagreeing with me.
Who's Brian?
Brian Blessed?
Who's okay. Brian Blessed?
Large English actor, thick beard.
Rather Shakespearean.
Okay. If you saw him, you would know him.
And he has the same voice as Patrick
Stewart?
He's
very
similar. He's unmistakable.
And you won.
Sounds awfully like Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. But nobody knows that guy.
But
so.
Who has the extra $5?
Ding, ding, ding. It's Dax, the winner. So that's our new one.
Technically, Dax cheated because he's been watching the series before and noticed it was narrated.
Cheater.
Hey, I only bet when I know I'm going to win.
Yeah, why not? You didn't say that you didn't see it before.
I even gave him the chance if he wants to back out. And he said, no, no, it's Patrick Stewart. And I went, okay.
We're going to put Private Drexel on the phone if he has something to say.
It'll be foolish mortals, do you not know who I am? I am Dak,
the keeper of useless knowledge.
I'm going to put you on speaker.
Hey, it's useful.
All right, you're on speaker.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, how are you?
Oh, I'm surviving.
Yeah?
Why?
Making it through at Club Med.
Oh, kind of frustrating, but whatever.
Kind of frustrating.
Retards everywhere.
Yeah.
Welcome to the army.
Anymore.
No, I can deal with them, but they're just, you know, everywhere.
Welcome to the army.
So you got our big package, or somebody's big package?
My, CD. Me, who's the only person who actually fucking sent it?
Hey, I sent one. I sent a CD.
Okay.
With a personalized message.
Yep, it was good. It was good.
A whole bunch of our promos on it.
Yeah, that's good.
No, not enough of them, because it fucked up.
More. Okay.
Three weeks there, Mr. Drexel, to get these bastards to get me those CDs burnt. Two of which I had to burn myself.
But he got it done.
But I got it done.
But you don't have much time left there, right? So,
3 weeks.
3 weeks, which is not much.
3 weeks.
Compared to how long you've
18
been there.
18 days.
18 days.
No, it's 19 days.
Yeah.
You're that short. Sounds a lot less than 3 weeks.
You're short, man. You're short.
Only by 2 days less than 3 months. But anyway.
So, any adventures or...
Let's see.
Things you had to clean that are...
Oh, fuck yeah. Holy fuck.
Kill anyone lately?
The fire of the M-72s.
Right on.
Which is a rocket launcher.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we had to fire subcal because the army's cheap and they wouldn't let us fire anything. But still, it was totally fucking cool. You grab this little plastic tube, you pick it up, you do your little safety check, whatever, blah, 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 blah. That's on your shoulder. Point it at the tank. These tanks on a hill to fire at.
Dead tanks.
Did you kill it?
Oh, fuck. Okay, the first one. We have all these practice ones, right? We've been practicing with it because you have to do your safety check and all that shit, right? They won't let you touch it until you're, like, qualified. And, so I gotta pull the trigger, and then I point at the tank. And I press the button, and it doesn't, like, it's not there. Like, you pull the trigger, but you have to push, like, twice as far down as the practice one.
Yeah.
So anyways, by the time I pushed it, it missed. That was at the close one. Mm-hmm. But, second time, I nailed it. It was, like, 200 meters away. Which was twice as far as the first one.
200 meters. That's pretty far, actually.
Okay, so cool. You fire it off, and it's like, you know, you're pointing at it, and it's kind of wavering around a bit. You know, it's 200 meters away. You just have this big plastic tube, and it's the same with that accurate. I nailed it dead center. It was fucking coolest thing.
Awesome. Sean was saying he totally missed.
Rocket twice in the air.
Sean was saying he totally missed me. He hates those things. He felt like a feeb. He was like, okay, fire! And it goes like sailing off into the air like a bottle rocket. He's like,
yeah. Oh, it's so cool. The second one, the Carl G. Fuck that thing.
Carl G's rock.
Oh, you got to play with a goose dog?
You can miss things. You can miss things and still kill them.
Okay, again, all we fired was that two rounds.
Yeah.
We didn't get to fire like an actual round.
Yeah.
Which sucks all the snot out of your nose, apparently. But it was still totally cool because you're firing at a tank, right?
Yeah.
We're standing there, we load up the subcal, which is like a full size round, and then in which, but the round is like a, it's like a rifle.
Yeah.
Fires off the round. Anyway.
Huh.
But I nailed both my targets. Like, I nailed one in the turret, and I nailed the second one right in the smack in the middle.
Excellent.
Pretzels will now be known as head killer.
No mammalian quadrupeds?
Mammalian quadrupeds. No animals, no.
No, okay.
No, but it was fucking cool because it was a tracer, right? So you could see it. You're looking at it through the scope and you can see it flying right there.
Now, you heard what Sean did, when they were on the range?
But
he spent he spent his lunch hour going through everyone's rounds, stealing their tracers.
Yeah.
So that when they did the full auto 30 round magazine to your front on your own time fire.
Yeah.
He looked like he was like a stormtrooper.
All tracers.
All tracers. Oh. He had 30 rounds of tracers.
They stopped the sergeant.
The sergeant comes running down to the gun line and tried to go through everyone, asking him who the fuck they shot all that shit. He's like, it was everybody. It was one big burst. It was everybody.
They thought that they had a machine gun on that position because they one round is supposed to equal so one tracer is supposed to equal so many rounds.
One round, one tracer for three rounds.
One tracer for every five.
Five. Okay.
Four regular rounds and then a trace.
Yeah.
You have four ball rounds and then a trace.
I think we're going to go around the room so you know who is here.
Right.
But
when I was in West Tamala, I'm with them in Tamala last weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where you sent the ICQ from.
Okay, so we're in Edmonton, and we finally got free. It's pretty amazing.
Free.
He hadn't actually left our barracks the entire time, the last weekend. The only reason we got to go then. Not because we were good, but because the entire base left, so.
So you snuck off.
The death, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Anyways, the first two nights, everyone got smashed except for me, of course.
Your designated driver?
Well, I designated myself driver. I just didn't want to drink.
Oh, okay.
Third night, I got totally smashed on four mics. Like four. I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, I'm on number six. And they're like, no, Paul, you're on number four. It was really funny, I puked everywhere. Well, I didn't puke everywhere, just in the toilet a lot.
Sorry, Drex, you're weak.
We got in a fight with the infantry. That was pretty funny.
You kicked ass?
Well, I was,
You took names, didn't you?
Face bent it backwards. He was getting my buddy with a bottle.
Whoa.
Those guys are mental cases. They're running around smashing beer bottles over each other's head.
Wow.
So anyways, first I'm sitting in the hall, my buddy's lying there. He's totally fucking just wasted. He doesn't even remember what happened. He's that drunk. These guys come up and they're like, oh, let's kick some arm. La 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 la. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck? You know, like I need this shit. Like I need to deal with this shit, right? You know, get in a fight and then kicked off. You know, my course, which is like over half done, because some idiot starts a fight with me, right?
Yeah.
That's the sort of stuff they threaten us with, right? Anyways, so I'm like, fuck. And so we start heading back to our room, because Maskwell comes out and tells him to shut up, and we should all go to our room. So we start heading back to our room. I grab my buddy, pull him up, and then they start pushing us from behind. So I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, like, there's no way we're going to get to our rooms without a fight starting. There's just no way. I'm like, fuck. So this guy, he pushes Banker a bit, and Banker's like, fuck off. Right? But he's totally smashed, so he's just like, eh. And this guy throws him against the wall really fucking hard. All of a sudden, click, lights come on. Banker goes crazy, grabs him, smashes him against the wall, jumps down on top of him, holds him there, yelling at him, you will cease your actions, over. You will cease all your hostile actions, over. ending everything with over, which is like, voice procedures for the radio. All night when he was drunk, he was like talking with Horn in voice procedure, which you wouldn't understand because you're not taking this and have a hard time understanding that you don't understand it. But anyways, it was very funny for me. And if you were there, you'd be laughing as well. Anyway, so this big tough guy that's like trying to start a fight, just out of the blue, all of a sudden he's on the ground and Banker's holding him down. And he goes, and he starts, like, begging his friend for help. Where's my fire support, man? Blah, 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 blah.
Where's my fire support?
And I'm standing beside a Mr. Fire Support with a beer bottle. So, let him know that he wasn't going to be using that bottle.
Put it down. Around sickle them, didn't you?
And he gets down on his knees and grabs Banker by the throat. And I'm like, fuck. Grabbed him by the face, peeled his head backwards. Then they broke it up. There was a few cheap shots after that, but that was my amazing fight.
So you actually got into a fight?
Sort of.
Well, that's the closest I think I've ever heard about you getting into a fight.
I beat up my brother.
And you tried to beat up the guy who stole tried to steal all your stuff out of your bed.
Yeah.
And then
they ran away like a chicken bit.
High school would start a fight with me, and then went crazy the next day.
And Brad.
And Brad, but that wasn't a fight either.
No, he beat himself up.
I want to hear that story later on, but not right now.
Not right now. We're going to have to let you go. You're racking up my phone bill.
Oh, come on. I'll get you back.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
I don't want you to.
Well, then, either
crying.
Or shut your take holders.
We're going to go around the room because otherwise I'll have to search through the whole tape for like pictures of people.
Okay,
so here we go. The lighting is really atrocious in this room, actually.
Yeah.
So if somebody could like turn on all the lights, that's not light. They're all over on that side.
Ta-da!
Excellent. That's
okay.
A little better. And the whole light. No, that won't.
No, it's better now.
Turn off the kitchen light. There we go. Keen. And it's Sumerian, as usual. Of course. That's not me. And a quick shot of underneath the shy one. And there's the chicken.
It's chicken looking.
Oh.
You're evil.
The shy one.
The shy one.
Who's that?
That is.
Nikki?
No. Don't tell everyone.
Nikki, you're the shy one. I'm not buying that.
Not nobody buys it.
That name.
That's a good shot.
Nothing right there. That makes no sense.
I know. There's Black Wolf, and Dax was there.
Or say something.
And then there's.
Wanna hear
I shouldn't have looked.
Thank you.
I want to hear her say something.
Oh, and there's Projectile Vomit Man looking.
You're just ignoring
me. Morose.
You can't hear what I'm saying, can
you? Yes, I can. You want her? You want to hear her say something? She won't say anything. She's shy on camera, let's say. That's where she got her name. And, Burke, do you need a shot of you?
Oh, that's
it. Burke. Burke. Who is Burke?
Burke.
Who is Burke?
Burke.
Burke is
can't
Kurt.
Hear me speak.
Burke is Kurt is the cameraman.
What?
Kurt.
Oh, I see a new name for.
We always
call can't him. Hear half what I'm saying.
We always call him Bert.
We can hear you. We're just not listening.
We can hear you. You can't hear us.
I can hear everything you say, no matter when I'm talking or not.
Oh, okay.
You can't hear me.
That's right.
Because I'm yelling at you, and you're completely ignoring me.
You're fucking lying again.
Is there a cockfighter?
Not being able to hear is just plain ignoring.
We're just plain ignoring.
What was that?
Hey, Dark. Like, hey.
That's some good pictures for the wig.
Sure.
What?
The button on the back of the door on the van,
mm-hmm.
It fell out.
Did you put it back in?
No.
It's gone? Like, or it, you didn't it, put it back
it's
in?
In the van, but it won't go back in. I've tried. I'll try again, but I've tried pretty hard, so now I have to use my finger to open the door. But no one can get into the van, because it's confusing as all fuck, because you look at the door and there's nothing to get in. How do I get in? Oh my God.
There's like almost no knobs left. Can't get out.
Trust me. Trust me. There's plenty of knobs in that van.
I used the clip because one of the clips fell out, so I had to use the clip from the passenger door because I never use it, and whoever's in the passenger door, they'll have to suffer.
Can't wait.
It's an amazing van.
Windshield
onto
the floor.
So you have anything else to say, or?
I'm sure I do. I'll remember as soon as I hang up.
Okay. Write it down.
Oh, lots of pictures. I'm going to make a special page for pictures from Poland.
Excellent.
And I got one. We all went out and got, five of us sort of hang out together. We went in West Edmonton Mall and got Gaunch, Bike Gaunch, so we have a nice picture of that.
Yeah. Gaunch?
There's of me puking in the toilet. You can see the
excellent.
Lettuce and tomato from my burger. Which I think, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm coming up with excuses for puking when I got drunk.
But you are.
Sick the next day. And then the next day I was still feeling sick. So I think it might have been that burger.
In other words, you're trying to say you're a bitch. You're a bitch. Say it.
Bitch.
I'm a bitch. And I can't hold my liquor. Because I'm a bitch.
Certainly can't hold my leg to that.
Can't hold it.
No secret.
We need to have another party where you and I dance on telephone poles.
Yeah, baby. Never drink again tonight. I'm sure I said that last time.
You're never going to drink again until the next time.
That's right. Again, until the next time. I have a cool promo hoping to have the voices for it done by the time I get back. But I'm going to have to buy a mic.
What are you recording?
Stereo, right?
What are you recording it on?
What's that? Oh, I'll put it on tape.
Oh, okay.
All I got, so I'll work with what I got.
Excellent.
But I got a half-decent stereo. It sounds okay.
You bought one there?
Yeah, I'm just not sure where I'm going to put everything for the way back.
Buy another duffel bag.
What's that?
Buy another duffel bag.
I've already got two, plus my ruck bag.
buy another double deck.
And the little one. yeah. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we,
Oh, also, I'm not sure if I told you, but I'm getting fat. If I had a scale, I'd be able to tell you.
Getting fat, not buff?
Hey, Darce, you're going to make me lose the bet. I got all the chicks on the route voting for big muscle stud coming back with no neck. I said, Darce is going to be a piece of steel with no neck.
I would go work out, but we're not even allowed to go to the gym.
What?
Wow.
You're not a piece of steel? You're getting flabby on us? Well, what's going on, buddy?
I can do more chin-ups, but don't do hardly do any PT.
You got big arms and a big gut.
You don't do any PT?
Hardly any.
Really?
Yeah. What? We do, like, we don't have much time to do shit, but we just don't. I don't understand. It's fucking bullshit. Like, you can't blame the NCOs because they want to kick the shit out of us, but they're not allowed to or something. I don't know.
You just give them a red card and they have to go away.
Well, Ms. Corporal Hedeberg, she tries to make us run as much as she can, but still.
Wow.
The army sucks.
So does anybody actually use their red card?
No. That we don't get that. That was like something they tried and something they do for some other course somewhere else. They don't do that like they tried it one time. But they don't do that. That was just... That's even more...
Just lame?
It doesn't weigh it.
Weakness.
That kind of pisses me off, but whatever.
Well, say what the hell.
What the hell? I've already said it, like, numerous times.
I'm sure you have.
Oh.
That's why we named the show that, because you say it all the time. You know that phrase is in almost every movie and every TV show?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Supposedly in The Matrix, but we couldn't find it.
Because we didn't look very long.
You bought the Matrix CD?
I watched that movie a couple times on our in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an awesome
movie. When we were drunk, we put the porno on for like 2 minutes. Pay $13 for that.
$13?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
You just press a button, the movie comes on, and you're paying for it on your bill. And so everybody's drunk, so they're like, oh, what's this? Click, ha, ha, ha.
Oh,
and then they click to something else, right?
Oh, at a hotel.
The enjoyment of it.
$13 for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, for whatever hour and a half, or whatever the length of the movie is, whatever it is, right?
Oh, okay.
But we didn't watch it, we just had it on. Then we tried to start The Matrix, but the time on the TV was all fucked up, like it was half an hour slow.
You can watch The Matrix on television?
Paid for the credits of the minute of the movie before and the next one.
You can watch The Matrix on television there?
Well, it's like pay-per-view type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Still in the theaters.
Watched it twice.
Basically, they'll have a movie on pay-per-view.
That's why, by the soundtrack, we're running around the mirror, pretending we're shooting guns. You know, that one, I don't know what it's called, but it's sort of like spy-ish.
Uh-huh.
You know that scene where just before they blow up, like in the foyer, going up to save what's not.
Nope.
What I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Fail. Holy crap. Fuck. All right, goodbye everywhere.
Goodbye, everywhere, everyone.
Hi, buddy.
Rest bucket high, you.
Rest bucket high, you.
Come back in one piece.
Rest bucket high.
What does that exactly mean? What does breast pocket high you mean?
Breast pocket high. You know, when you're marching, your arms have to go breast pocket high.
You.
Breast pocket high, you.
So you're a Nazi.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Shut up, everywhere. That's my favorite. That's what I love about the army. You know, the teacher who's an NCO walks into the room and they all right, everybody be quiet. They say, shut up. You get better than that? I mean, isn't that just the coolest?
Nice and polite. Straight to the point.
I love being degraded and humiliated.
I love that. I
must join the army.
There's nothing that brings a smile to my face more than when the NCO comes in and says, shut up, everywhere.
Shut up, everywhere. That's great.
Darce will come in. Darce will come in office.
Shut up everywhere.
Shut up everywhere. I have a package from Lewis.
Shut up everywhere.
Shut up everywhere.
Rest bucket high, you.
Rest bucket high, you.
Yeah, I'm going to have some fun. I'm not even sure if I can get that audio, but I'm hoping to because it will be very funny.
I got a new holster for the orbit there, buddy.
Oh, the metal one that clamps on the bottom?
Yep.
Cool.
It's really cool.
I was trying to get you one before.
And I can run it like full tilt, and it doesn't go flopping on the ground anymore.
It doesn't, like, when you're jumping off of a loading dock, that's like 4 feet high, and
yep.
you're like 6 feet high, so it falls, like, does a double flip and lands, like,
And get this, it fucked up so badly that Gord actually changed it, and now we have a way better one, and the screen ain't fucked up neither. So I'm like, yeah, baby.
The screen ain't fucked up, no.
Because I broke the red screen on the scanner, right? Like, it dropped, dropped out of the van. I got out of the van, and it dropped. I don't know why it dropped. It just dropped.
When, though?
Like, within, I think, the first week and a half I was started.
Well, because
smash! And I was like, what the hell?
It was fucked up when I left.
Okay, I show it to Ken, and he's like,
It was fucked up before I left, though.
Okay, but it broke more. Like, it broke so much, like, I can see the moving parts inside. So, I was like, danger. And I showed it to Ken, and he kind of looked at it like it was a brand new orbit, and kind of went, wow. And so it fucked up lots, and then I went through a whole bunch of batteries, and finally I gave it to Gord, and Gord started fucking around with it, and Ken's just watching him laughing, because he doesn't know that Gord really knows what he's doing anyway.
Yep.
Gord gives me a really cool one,
yep.
And goes, oh, we'll fix yours later. I'm like, yeah, like you're going to fix it before, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So in other words, I got a new one, right? And he's like, yep. I'm like, right on. Woohoo! Danger. You're breaking up.
Say again, over.
Hey, buddy.
Anyways, so this week we learn how to use machine guns, and I think we fire them on Friday or next Monday, which is slaying kickoffs.
Try and kill somebody from France.
The C9 and the C.
Or from Quebec.
If you can't see
any French people,
from
Quebec.
He already went home.
Oh. Try and kill him as he leaves.
All right, man, I'll take off, and a goodbye everywhere.
Bye, buddy!
Bye!
Bye-bye.
So I'd like to point out now that Shiloh is actually half French.
Danger!
She's going to get half killed.
Not even half. Killed. She says she looks all Irish.
She does.
She does. Big eyes.
Looks all Irish.
The hair. Okay.
We don't want to hear that.
Do you actually have any Irish? Do you have any Irish? Yeah,
this is a really bad joke. Don't fall for it.
Tell
me now.
I was not doing that one. That's why I was careful.
Do you have any Irish in
you? Would you like a little?
Good for you.
Okay. The news of the night.
The news.
Pick some.
So we can get it quickly. That one. Illegal to talk about drugs on internet.
Okay.
Hey, I saw, before we get into this, on To Serve and Protect tonight, I saw them go right into a grow operation and basically tell you how to start a grow op. He went through the steps of, this is his three mother plants, which he takes clipping off of. This is where he has the clippings and they grow under this type of light. And this is how much that light is. And be careful of these lights, because if they crack, they'll explode because they're metal halides and la la la. And he goes into the detail about the lights and into what they grow them in.
Yeah,
and then he goes into a whole shitload of detail on, and this is his grow room, and he usually has two or three crops growing so that when he chops, he has another crop ready to go so he doesn't have to wait 3 months. I'm like, pal, 3 months? Yeah. I don't think
but,
so.
But isn't
2 weeks, probably.
Isn't it great that they finally
stops.
Turned that show into an educational program?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a really good idea.
That's kind of
for something.
Anyhow.
Okay, here we go.
I was laughing pretty quick.
Reefer Madness hits Congress. Hide the hookah, Chuck the Chillum. Congress is in session. The weed websites are no longer safe. A proposed bill that bans internet discussions of the use of unapproved drugs and links to such sites has not been normally mellow, not just normally mellow potheads, but also journalistic groups in a huff. So they want to actually ban all drugs from the internet. Any references? Any links?
Okay,
if you have a link to one, you're busted.
Let's make this list short.
Suck my
what
ass.
Is the internet supposed to allow now? They don't like you talking about
advertising
anything.
And commercial
no,
products.
No, Disney's wrong because they keep finding stuff like in the Lion King where he lays down and it says sex in the dust.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
A Little Mermaid or like, what's her name, doesn't have underwear on or something.
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
That's right. Okay. Reese gets
sure,
a stiffy.
Things I didn't need to know for 1,000.
Mike... Oh, wow. It says, the proposal covers the use of any communication facility to post, publicize, transmit, publish, link to, broadcast, or otherwise advertise drug paraphernalia-related information in any way.
Don't think about drugs. We will find
pot,
you.
Cocaine.
Pot, cocaine, heroin, pot. Speed.
This is an unauthorized thought process.
That's
no
great.
Shit. I'm sorry.
That's bullshit.
It's yeah, it's a little bit far.
Man attempts to get Pepsi Jet.
Did you say unenforceable?
This yeah. one.
I would love for them to basically try and arrest me for it, because I don't use drugs, I don't believe in drugs, but I will say and talk about drugs for the rest of my life, because I want
right.
them to arrest me, so I will have a clean conscience when I try to bite the throat out of the cop who's taking me in.
But he's there. Oh, okay. Anonymous is there.
If you want, he's been there for a very long time. If you want to find out where these websites are and follow along with us, you can go on the IRC on the Undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel.
So it's pretty hard to get there. If you can't get there, you're stupid.
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 Man attempts to get Pepsi Jet fizzles. I think some people have heard
about
this.
Yeah.
This is old.
Old? How old?
No, well, this thing was around for a while, but it's just finished.
Okay. That's why it's in the
D.R.
news
Leonard
again.
John never felt more a part of the Pepsi generation than when he raised $700,000 to buy what he thought was a fighter jet soft drink bottler was offering in a television commercial.
I thought it was
a great prize, he said.
I saw when I saw the news about this, they showed the commercial on there, and there's like a guy that
hovers down
in a jet, and he like,
and
it shows
1 million points.
1 million?
7 million.
Yeah, something like that.
7 million points or something like that.
Yeah, so he raised the money to buy this jet with these points.
Yeah,
and he sued Pepsi.
I forget how many truckloads of pop he bought,
yeah,
just so he could get the points. Says, which $700,000 for a Harrier
jet deal.
Is a good price.
Is he American?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
say no more.
Says it all.
No. It's truth in advertising. I agree with them. Basically, I think it was a little stupid.
One way or the other. It's hard to say on that one.
No, it didn't originally.
No, that's why they put it there.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, they changed it. But they did say this many points for this jet. It says, since each jet normally sells for $23 million, Wood said it possibly could be bought for $700,000 was the first clue that the deal was too good to be true.
I don't know if it's a British or an American Harrier.
$23 million is basically like the British version.
I'd
the
rather
British
go with
version,
the British
I guess.
Because the American one is really cheap.
Yeah.
The Marine one is really cheap.
Got two models though.
Oh, do they?
Like how cheap? Like $15 million?
No, $3 million.
The first series of have a
$3 million.
Shitty avionics and bad weapons and they upgraded it to the British series.
British,
no, the original
British,
American
British.
One was so cut down that it was only $3 million.
British.
That's what they paid. You got to remember, the Marines get cast-offs.
Okay.
British people are stupid. So are Americans. If you're not Canadian, you suck.
Blame Canada.
People win the military contracts for the U.S.
Bidders. Always the lowest bidders.
This next story shows you how good Microsoft is.
How good is Microsoft?
Microsoft so good.
Hackers. Crack this. My Windows 2000 test server appears to have crashed without any help.
The Microsoft set up a server with their new Windows 2000 and with their IIS, which is their web server, and they put it on the internet. Here's the IP address. Here's wherever it is, the location. They said, hackers, go ahead.
Crack it.
Crack it. Crack into that.
An attempt.
And it crashed 3 days later. And nobody cracked it yet. So nobody got even a chance to crack it.
It crashed.
Well, there you go. It's a safe
See?
Yeah, 15
times on its own.
Oh, it just went down totally, and it never really came back up. So so somebody put up a Linux server, and nobody's hacked into that yet. And it hasn't crashed. That's a pretty good one.
Wired clothing.
Sean would totally get into this one.
Yes, he would. Where is he anyways?
Oh,
he's working, and then he might be coming over later, but probably not, because he's working, and then Adrian's not working, and he hasn't seen her in months or years or weeks. Or a
couple of years.
And it cuts down the extracurricular activities.
Clothes get a mind of their own. British researchers are developing intelligent clothes that can have unobtrusive gadgets sewn into their fabric.
Bikini with an integrated MP3 audio player.
You need that.
Because you need that.
On the beach.
And a shirt with its own mobile phone. Ski jacket with a warm-up.
Should be mentioned that I have known some clothes smarter than the people that were wearing them.
True enough.
True.
No, my cat
got that boo-boo.
Well, that's just because they're evil. And
Sean's socks stuck to the wall. Sean took his socks off, threw them at the wall, and they stuck there.
Oh, my God.
This is many years ago, we will mention.
I have had my socks so stiff, I picked want them to know. Up, and they were like abort.
He starched his socks with his own foot owner.
What happens when
rigor mortis? Yep. For concerned parents, there's also a child's t-shirt with built-in global positioning so their movements can be tracked.
Where did you go today, Bobby?
I see bad implications coming here.
This is what every teenager wants.
Where's all our Tommy Hilfiger customers?
Hey, there's some. There's a big fucking group. You know where they all are? Robson.
Robson.
Can we bring it up so we can have like a smart weapon and foam in on the Tommy Hilfiger clothes?
that's a good one for it.
That would be really easy because I'm betting that
if they're going to embed stuff, devices in your clothing, I'll bet it'll have a serial number that'll be readable by radio transponders. So all you have to do is get a device that figures out what the Tommy Hilfiger transponder numbers are and say explode as soon as one comes within 5 feet. You'll need on garbage cans, windows, cars. Everywhere.
A great spinoff for this is locational advertising.
You're my best friend from now on.
Yeah.
And
put up whatever they're geared towards. Isn't that a great idea? Billboards all around the city, and then they take a poll of everyone in the area, and they read their little embedded code in their jacket, and it puts up either like Adidas or Tommy Hilfiger, and it's great advertising, and people be paid to wear these clothes.
In Japan, there's a big fad right now. Anybody who's seen Tamagotchis would probably think this is what this little toy is. They've got something. It's about the same size as a Tamagotchi. It fits in your keychain or whatever else, and you put it in your pocket. And what it does is you put in a whole bunch of your interests. There's categories you enter, such as if you're interested in certain sports, if you are into certain kinds of music, what kind of foods you like, things like that. And they've got a little radio transponder in them, and when you come close to somebody else who's got similar interests, it starts to beep like a pager.
It's great for pedophiles.
So what it does is...
Hey, 15-year-old in the location.
When,
she likes skiing.
The point is that in theory you don't know who is the person because it doesn't like tell you what their name is or anything like that. It just beeps when they're interested to go after. They're beeping as well if they've got theirs on. But I thought that was really funny that are they going to have a mandate now that everybody has to carry these things around in 10 years? Right now it's just like some kind of game, but it creeps me out. Because for the exact reason that we were just discussing with Dax here,
yes.
You set up a little mine, and it's got certain interests, and you hook it up to the speaker. Whenever anybody who's interested in soccer walks by, they get killed.
Can we get these issued to Republicans?
That's great. What's your political? What's your political slant?
Fascists.
Oh
yeah.
What else is here? Oh, I can't get the 800-pound man rescued.
It's funny because it's not five of us.
Okay, we're going to go to a song, and then we'll come back with something else.
What an idea.
Okay, and now back to the What the Hell Show with Marion and Bob from Peru.
Yeah. I guess we'll have a judge. Well, somebody else will be the judge, whoever puts up their hand first. Okay, we're going to do a new segment here. It's called Name That Quote, for lack of a better name. And it's quotes from movies. And we're going to have people, we're going to have a judge and in the room, so people are going to put up their hand. You have to name all three. All three. So if you don't know all three, you can't speak.
And then we're,
we'll go down to two or something if nobody knows all three. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
First, I'm going to play them for the people listening. And I'm going to turn it down. And they're going to guess it on the IRC first. Because
we have a 20-second break on them, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to play it for them, turn down the volume. So people get on the IRC in the Ramp radio channel and the Undernet servers. I think there's like one person there, so they're probably going to win. No, there's two. So both of you can duke it out. And so here comes the clips. People in the studio here will not hear them.
Did you ever notice how in the Bible, whenever God needed to punish someone, make an example, or whenever God needed a killing?
Real!
Hey, if I got three right without hearing them, what would you do?
Did you ever wonder what a creature like that would be like?
Yeah. God. But you had your bets on the most famous movies. Star Wars, The Godfather, and Jaws.
I'm not worrying about it now. Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Okay.
I do wish we could chat longer.
Whoever puts up their hand first.
I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
I know, it's horrible. It's almost over. There we go. So, the people in the listening audience has heard the quotes, and now we will do it in the studio here. The studio.
Studio.
Studio. Remote location, we will.
Oh!
Ooh, just for Dax. I can't turn on my mic. Okay,
don't
here.
Ever do that again.
So here are the three clips. Now, Bert, watch the hands.
Did you ever notice how in the Bible, when God needed to punish someone, or make an example, but whenever God needed a killing, he sent an angel? Did you ever wonder what a creature like that must be like? A whole existence spent praising your God, but always with one wing dipped in blood. Would you ever really want to see an angel?
No sense worrying about it now. Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back. I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Is Dax the only one with all three?
Yeah. Okay. Prophecy, Ghostbuster, and Silence of the Lambs. Come on.
I know, they're...
Challenge. Okay, Elias Cotes was in the first one.
Let the shy one. Come on, you're the first. Oh.
Okay, Elias Cotes, I think is how you say his name. I'm not certain. That's the.
She can verify these answers because I don't know.
The second one was Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters, and the third one was Hannibal Lecter is played by Anthony Hopkins. Yeah. Give me a second to get it. My God, you know how my memory is for names.
All right, next time, it'll be way harder.
Screw you. I will slap you till you bleed from your pores.
You had a question in Trivial Pursuit about the actor who played Scotty from Star Trek.
Name every other cast member from the original series.
I even named
including minor characters who showed up in like two episodes.
Oh, isn't that two-hand guy again?
Yeah.
Dak's greatest defeat at Trivial Pursuit.
Named red shirt,
I could,
person
no,
number
I,
three.
I was able to name all of the major characters plus two of the minor actors who like played like Nurse Chapel and also who played Yeoman Prentice. And I could not basically remember the name of James Doohan for some ungodly reason. Right, yes, it was.
And you can tell them about the questions that I had.
Oh, no. Ryan had the worst night at Trivial Pursuit I've ever seen. Omnivac, basically, you know, that this fucking giant computer would have exploded trying to come up with the answers to these things.
So that was the Canadian edition.
Oh. And us Canadians know everything about Canada.
Well, no, the Canadian content questions have devolved into two categories, either gimmies or some weird Canadian personality you've never, ever heard of.
There were
some folk singer.
Pierre Burton has never heard of.
There were two questions which basically they gave me the answers, and I still didn't know who or what they were talking about. And I actually am a history buff.
Oh, wow. Zarfin knew one, but they just typed, I only know one. They didn't type in the name. Oh, well, try harder next time. You don't have to name all three.
Zarfin,
on the IRC.
Everyone in the room knew them. Some people didn't want to put their hands up because they were insulted. I just have no pride. How could you not get all three?
Yeah, they were a little simple.
He helped me pick them out. It's his fault.
Black Wolf helped. It's his fault. Next time, deadly hard. Very, very hard.
Make it easy for the first
That's
time.
What I thought, too. It's like, what was I thinking?
Before the
80s. Before the
80s.
No, we got to be fair for these 14-year-olds on the internet. listening
that's
in.
That's illegal, dude. No, not in Canada.
Not in Canada.
Oh, I want to thank Isaac 509 at sonic.net, because he helps provide our audio stream. So thank you. www.sonic.net. That's our advertising.
Thank you.
So we're going to phone up the movement.
Nope, can't.
No, we're not?
No, we're not.
He's not?
There. He's doing research tonight.
Research on movies?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can't.
Did he go with somebody?
Yeah, we got one.
You're serious. He went to a movie with somebody.
It's not an email, so don't get excited.
Oh, okay.
But he actually left the house for something other than work.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. This is twice now.
Two weeks in a row.
Yeah. He showed up at a barbecue
that
Bob from Peru, we went to Peru, we had this great Argentinian Peruvian barbecue.
It was great. He flew us in military transport choppers.
It was
fucking amazing.
We played killer level volleyball. I actually fractured my thumb.
Yep, many injuries.
It was a great day. It was had by all.
Yeah, I heard you beat on the fucking mat pretty good.
Yeah,
I
elbow to the head or something.
I clipped him with my elbow, but what he doesn't.
But you drilled him in the cheekbone.
Oh,
I drew.
Minor fracture.
I'm a lion.
On his head, it was swollen up like the size of one of Dolly Parton's breasts. It was bad.
Did we want to mention how Sean also tried to give me a contact lens?
Because
James saw that one.
There was moisture on his glass.
He hit him in the face with the ball so hard, the lens popped out. It rammed into my eyeball.
Moisture on the glass.
No, that was Sean. No. The service basically was what busted my thumb.
Brutal. The Shy One has a movie review? No, she doesn't.
Okay, of course. I guess I've got a movie review. I went with the Shy One to see a movie that just came out called Mystery Men.
Great movie.
Now, apparently, I'm told by Samarian.
I saw a pile of crap.
Samarian told me that it was getting bad reviews on the internet, so I went in saying, well, I'm going to have fun anyways. And wow, did I,
I said,
ever.
Bad script, awesome acting. That's what
it
said.
The script wasn't even bad.
Really?
It was awesome. First off, the movie was really impressive to me, and that it looked like it was going to be a nonviolent thing. They didn't want to have lethal weapons. They didn't want to kill people. They just wanted to beat the bad guys up a little bit and send them away with the cops.
Yeah.
But there were fatalities in
and
the movie.
And ugly ones.
Oh, yeah. Beautifully ugly ones. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you who the fatalities were because it would be a big spoiler. I will tell you, though, that the concept was awesome and the heroes were great. There are real superpowers in the movie.
Really?
Just wait for it. But they're not what you'd expect. Okay, the shoveler. Let's just
say, the shoveler.
This is a guy who goes around beating up bad guys with a shovel.
Shovel death.
Bang!
Next up, the spleen, okay? Played by Pee Wee Herman. Yes, just beautiful. Beautiful. And the makeup, excellent.
Excellent, yes.
He has the worst teeth I've ever seen.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's an awesome actor.
the worst people outside of Britain.
They were as bad as anything Britain has to offer.
They're realistic looking.
They were just disgusting. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to give a little teeny spoiler. The best line in the movie, that's Janine Garofalo, who plays the bowler.
Yes.
She looks at him and goes, I'm sorry, Spleen, there's not enough beer in the world.
Yes. and she was honestly sympathetic.
Yeah, she was. She was really nice. Mr. Furious kicked ass. Not very well, but he tried. Let's see, who else do we have?
Rage taking hold.
No.
What? Don't give away the whole thing.
You miss it. And let's see, the Blue Raja. Effete British superhero who throws cutlery.
Silverware.
I'm not going to say. Yeah, no knives.
No knives.
Are forks and knives? Are there forks and spoons? I don't Spork. Do knives. What am I, the dagger thrower? Awesome. No sporks. I didn't see
no
any
sporks.
No, it was,
that would have been
like
good.
High class silverware. It was very nice.
Oh, really?
Silverware. And they had a couple silver, other silver. Guys in there, too. The weapons were awesome. The graphics were awesome.
Yeah.
Graphics?
Yeah, there was computer-generated imagery used throughout the film, actually.
The casting is just amazing.
Yeah, the casting was beautiful. Everybody really fit the role they played. I'm going to have to give it a 2 extra-large inky-sized thumbs up. Go see the movie. It's worth whatever it costs right now to go see it, even if it's not on a cheap-ass Tuesday. Go watch
it. Black Wolf and I are going to go watch it on Tuesday.
It seriously kicked ass.
So if anybody hasn't seen it.
We saw Thomas Cafe. And it
I want to say that I still have intracranial fluid dripping from most of my ears.
Wow, did that movie
wow. I thought it was.
It took 5 hours.
It was cool. I thought it was going to be cool, but the whole cool part of the movie, just watch the commercial. Record the commercial and watch it over and over times. And go, wow. That was a really good movie. I'm glad I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that actually opening. I saw that an hour before opening night.
See,
twice.
You chose poorly.
I did. Yes. No, actually, I did not choose poorly. I was the one who said, I walked up to Sean Kenny, the fucking man, and said, hey, I'm going to go see a movie tonight. You guys want to go see a movie?
Sure.
And he's like, yeah, sure. He goes, what do you want to go see? I said, Sixth Sense looks pretty cool.
I want to see that.
I think I'm going to go and see Sixth Sense. Or Mystery Men. I'm not too sure which. He's like, well, how about Thomas Crown for? I went, I'm not too sure. Maybe. I don't know. Looks kind of hokey, kind of maybe Mission Impossible kind of ripoff. But, yeah, okay. Sure.
The original version of that, and the really the shame of it is, the original version of the Thomas Crown Affair.
There was an original version?
That's, it's, yeah.
It's a remake of Steve McQueen movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve McQueen and
Ellie McGraw.
Film
and
kicked ass.
50 times better.
It would have to be. It was really bad.
Yeah, well, this is not only did this piss me off, walking out of the theater, I was like, wow.
And there's a big ad in it.
Big. Like
Pepsi One, FedEx.
Well, have you noticed
but she
that?
Slams a can of fucking Pepsi One.
Glug.
And while she's slamming it, big.
One.
Pepsi One. And then she like stops and goes, wow.
It was so
like,
blatant.
Hey, fuck, whatever.
So is it just me or is Pierce Brosnan the biggest Hollywood?
Pretty much. But he was a whore with, like, the same age chick like he was. That was the one thing I heard, like, on a review, was the fact that he didn't want to have his co-star be, like, 20. He wanted her to be his equal.
Oh, so in other words, he wanted a woman as opposed to a child.
True.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, what's her name? It's, like, 42 or something, isn't she?
Yeah, that's being original.
Annie Russo, she's pretty chick. She's pretty. Actually, I heard a review saying they tried to do the love scenes with G-strings and stuff on, but they kept seeing them. So everything was in the full buff, in the full mood. So I was like, oh, okay, well, if you're into that kind of thing, and
do they do
just
that?
Just go to a movie
with
G-strings? And...
Oh,
yeah. Lies.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Crown Affair. She asked God if it was okay if she was naked in the movie. He said yes.
And if you look really closely into my eyes, you can see my caring face.
And she was nude a lot.
She was
it was kind of annoying,
you know,
actually.
Who was it that asked this?
Like, wow,
she has really,
has her
really
top
direct
off
nipples. Like,
Rene Russo, is that insane?
I'd like to ask, actually, where I can get a direct line to God, because it would save me a great deal of time all those times where I find the need to think independently, if I could just ask God what I had to do. That's it. Let me know.
Thank you for that God slam. Because we really don't get enough of those God slams in here.
For myself.
So did Guess the Item bomb last week?
Guess the Item? Yeah. Guess the Item
bombed
not only bombed, we're going to hurt you if you try and do it again.
How about the movie thing?
It bombed too because it was shitty movies.
Well, that's the only reason. If I got good movies,
but it's crappy though. We got to think of something different. We're just fucking reiterating. Like, okay, Siskel, didn't Siskel or fucking Ebert or one of those retards die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't Siskel and Ebert still on? Except it's a chest. Yes.
No, no. They basically changed.
Oh, they have guests. Pardon me.
But the thing is, the reason
it's a little bit ingenuitive.
Do you know why they didn't
people.
Change the name?
Because nobody cares.
Never mind. There's no point. Oh. You have a
he's
joke.
Dead. He's dead. Let him go. The show's over.
Screw.
What? No. It's very simple. It's a friendship. The guy's basically. It's always been the show. He's keeping the name as a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
So long as that show's on.
I have a warm spot right here.
That's you're gonna have a warmer spot too.
That just means you have to go to the washroom.
Okay.
So which one died?
The skinny fuck,
skinny
as opposed
one.
To the fat fuck.
Wow, there's a shocker.
Yep, it had like a like brain
tumor. So it's okay if you're
something.
Fat, and you're like, it's okay. You don't have to die.
They're both pretty young to die yet.
Oh well, he's dead, so who cares? 53, 54, I don't know. But the point is,
he's dead.
He's worm food. He's farting dust.
And we're gonna go to a break.
His hair's still growing though.
And we're gonna come back with the gross hospital stories. Did you think one up? Excellent. This is a cover of a Forgotten Rebel song called Elvis is Dead. Funniest home videos.
They're not funny, and they're not American.
By the way, I'd
funniest,
like to say right now that Bob Saget, even though he's off the show, should be hunted and killed like a wild
animal. No, the only reason why that show actually was okay or tolerable is because he had such bad lines.
Yes.
You could actually go, oh God, it's Bob Saget, and he's got really bad lines. And you would actually laugh at them because they're so stupid.
Yeah. It's the only reason he kept going.
He's the reason the videos actually looked halfway decent.
Yeah.
Because you're so sick of him.
Bob?
Yeah.
When you gave me your review of the Blair Witch Project, okay. I began to doubt your intelligence.
Okay.
Upon any statement that gave any type of support, in even a small way, to Bob Saget's existence.
Okay, do you remember where you gave
it?
Sean...
To me,
do you remember where you gave Sean a little thing that says Kilroy was here?
Yeah.
I got a tattoo right there. It says, suck my big red starfish.
Okay, well, be that as it may, I now believe you are quite possibly the stupidest human being that ever walked the face of the earth. I mean, you're smart.
No, I have not seen
him.
He
is.
He's a very funny man.
He's really funny.
He's
really funny.
I've seen him stand up and he sucks at that, too.
Oh, you saw the wrong one, though. He's really
funny. But, okay, like, have you seen, what's it, James Brown, the guy who does the new America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, that guy?
He's Captain Plastic, and it's bad. Ooh. I don't want... I mute.
I can't stand
it. I can't stand
all.
Watching it. I could at least tolerate, because I know how bad his comedy was going to be. And how you could almost see the interaction between the audience, and he would go a really bad line, and the audience member would be so stunned by the absolute stupidity of the comedy, they would not only laugh, they would have a stupider answer. Not only because they're American, but because they'd have a really stupid answer.
Yes, projectile vomit.
Please go ahead. Please don't puke on the microphone.
James Brown. It's Jim Brown.
Interchangeable.
The former football player. That's why he's so wooden and stiff and everything.
He's got radio plastic voice down to a T.
He's about 70 IQ points.
But he also has radio plastic voice. He's like,
this is James Brown, blah, 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 for America's
fun. And he's like, he's got a board up his ass, and he's not funny.
By the way, you're wrong.
He tries to be funny.
You're wrong about something. That's not America's.
I'm never wrong.
Yes, you are.
It's a different
not America's
different
funny.
Never been wrong. Look at this face. Never wrong.
It's like she said, it's called the world's funniest video.
Is Bob Saget still doing it?
No, Bob Saget is not. There's another geek on there that's not as bad as him. And
that's a different one as well.
Another basically chick. I can't think of her name. Daisy Fuentes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Lies.
I apologize.
You are ignoring her.
That's
like
if you're insane.
No,
I'm
surprised
you didn't remember the name of it.
She's amazing.
One thing to remember is that all these people do not write a single word of this.
No, I do agree. I do take that into account, but I still want...
But
Bob Saget did the best he could.
Where does the point come from, then?
So why?
Where does the stupidity factor and all the rest of it?
No.
I'm saying it's good because it's so stupid. It's so bad. It's like when I first watched Dumb and Dumber, I watched it straight-faced. I could not laugh. I was like...
Give them a couple of
then I saw it a second time. I was in a better mood and I was crying.
I
had gut pains.
I
stopped it a couple of times.
Okay, I will take back what I say. I will take back what I
say. Don't take back what you say because that means you're not sure.
No,
unless you're sure, don't
sure
say anything.
I said I misspoke.
It's like being sorry. You should never be sorry. You should always be informed.
I
people who are sorry
not
are not acute. They don't know where
stupid
they're going. You
I should, however, say you have the worst fuckingest taste I've ever seen.
Okay, that's completely different than saying I'm stupid.
Because
saying that I'm stupid, I completely ignore exactly what you're about to say. It's like my teacher, Mr. Crawley. Not only did I torment him, I tortured him throughout my whole grade 11 by having the highest grade point average they had seen in that school for that year and held it, and I was twice the prick I was before I got kicked out. But they couldn't kick me out because I had the highest grade point average. Held the highest grade point average and was twice the prick I was previous the year before when I got kicked out, but still got a credit because I picked something else up.
Yeah, I thought I heard that line again too.
You did the same thing twice in all exactly the same pattern.
That's because I'm that good.
Just for all the people who weren't paying attention.
Exactly.
Yep.
Follow word from me on Bob Saget. He still has to burn in hell for Full House. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can never truly say I've seen the show, so no, I don't know. I really don't care.
The Olsen twins.
Never watched the show. Don't care.
I don't know who this is, but I'm stealing some.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Could you give me one, if you don't mind?
Uh-huh.
It's
time.
It's Kurtz.
For Gross Hospital.
He is, like, drunk enough of my iced tea. Enough.
Now, once again, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Product placement shot.
It's comfy, isn't it?
This
Hospital Stories.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
almost appropriate.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Yes,
yes.
Would like to be a pepper too?
With the proper surgery procedure, you can be.
Yes.
Oh wait, this one's a left-hander.
That's true. Jeans are nice.
Yeah.
Okay, gross hospital stories. I have to admit that I am not running out of stories, but my memory lapses. and I sometimes do not come up with stories.
It's
but
that, it's that
so,
red
so
red
I do not have
forehead.
A good gross story tonight. However, I do have an amusing story.
Amusing? They're usually amusing to me.
About
all of them are hilarious.
That's because you're a sick bastard.
To about the most persistent suicide victim it has ever been my misfortune to have to deal with. Now, I cannot give you the exact months and dates and everything. Like, I'm usually pretty good
suicidal
at that.
Suicidal failures.
But this boy came in, having taken a drug overdose.
He had his own medication because he was on for, I think it was like, what do you call it, manic depressiveness. Mm-hmm. They've changed it now. It was called bipolar for a while, and they had another term just before I left the hospital. They actually changed the terms because they don't want to put labels on people.
Well, they're still putting a label on people.
I know.
Just a different label.
They just changed the names because it doesn't have the connotations.
Well, they'll have to change it every couple of years
until
people get used to it,
they
right?
They do nowadays.
Oh,
if you
man.
Can fucking believe that.
Will to live challenged?
Yeah.
Will to live challenged.
Well, our will to live...
Yeah,
survival deficient. Yes.
Survival deficient.
This boy came in, survival deficient, after having taken his medication in such high quantities that we had to pump his stomach. And I believe I've talked about stomach pumping before. That involves a NG, that's a nasal gastric tube, that goes up the nose, down the esophagus, into the stomach, where besides pumping in extra liquid and pulling out the contents of the stomach, we also pump in charcoal in order to absorb all the chemicals in the digestive tract. Well, we did that. We then take him down to psych, and we leave him there for a couple of days in lockup until he's okay enough to be taken into what we call a monitor station. That's where it's a regular room, but we do quarterly or half-hourly or hourly checks on him. Well, we did that, and about a day later, after having got into an argument with his nurse, we get a call in the middle of the night, a 6-6. This is the personnel needs emergency assistance. So me and the other security guards go trundling down to the other end of the hospital like a herd of buffalo, and we see the nurse bent over in the bathroom with this guy in some way. So we make the assumption that he's got a hold of her.
Okay.
So I try to kick down the door, not realizing that he's taken the robe from his bathrobe, tied it around his neck, and tied it around the edge of the door. And so she's bent over because she's trying to lift him up. So when I kick the door, he's like, wow! So we get him off of that. He's okay. Barely.
Yeah. Like, oops.
My bad. No, not in the least. Because, like I said, I thought I didn't know
you
the
didn't
situation.
Notice, yeah.
And I thought she was... I saw the door open a crack, and I saw her bent over with him standing over top of her. So I made the assumption he had her in a headlock or something.
Right.
So he's braced against the door. I figure I'll kick the door open and knock him silly. I did. He was unfortunately unconscious due to air loss at the time, so I didn't notice it. Well, we cut him down, let him go. He's back in lockup for a couple of days. He gets out, and he goes into a regular room where he's quiet for about a week. And then one evening when we're just doing checks, me and the nurse notice basically him kind of bent over in his bed, kind of rolled over, doing something. And we think, oh, God, he's jerking up.
now, throw a towel in.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, basically, just leave the guy alone. Because, I mean, every humanoid has natural urges. Just leave
you
him alone.
You really want to interrupt that
yeah,
anyway?
No, exactly. I saw Silence of the Lambs. No, thank you. yeah, exactly.
There you go.
No, he wasn't. He had got a piece of glass outside. He just found a piece of glass in the thing when he was out on, allowed a smoke break outside, monitored. Mm-hmm. Picked it up when the nurse didn't notice. When he came back in, he was trying to saw through his wrist.
Ooh, it's a piece of glass.
Yes. So we take him down to emergency. We stitch him up. We disinfect him. We take him back into lockup.
He said, no, no, no.
Yeah, he's in there for a couple days. Now, at this point, he's labeled problem.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And we try to get a transfer to Riverview to keep 24-hour monitoring on this guy. We haven't got the room. Thanks to our wonderful healthcare system, which is cutting back so severely,
there's no room to put this guy anyplace. So what do? They leave him with us.
Yeah.
Now, a couple more weeks go by, and one of the nurses, a trainee, is not monitoring the drug cart as she basically was donating out the various quantities of drugs, and he stole a packet of tranquilizers. Took the entire packet. All it did is put him to sleep. Because if you
it's not enough.
It's the way it works for some reason. I don't remember the exact thing, but this type of tranquilizer is not a barbiturate. It's not a heavy narcotic, so it doesn't lower blood pressure.
It's a sleepy time pill.
It's a sleepy time pill. So he went very sleepy time. And voila. Finally, not the coma. So just he wakes up, we figure out what happens, he's back in lockup again. So we can't keep him in there for more than a week because we have other patients that come in that we need the lockup for.
Okay.
So we have to transfer him back into general care.
Oh,
now we're trying to keep an extra eye on this guy.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah, and what does he do? He basically breaks a little plate glass nightlight that's in the room. Takes the piece of glass and cuts his wrist again. So this, what?
Let's count up. This is what? Fifth time.
What?
Would you?
Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay. So.
Find the rabbits.
So he tries to cut his wrist. Does it really good, severs the tendon. So they have to put him into surgery to fix the whole thing. And when he comes out, at this time we were doing some construction and repairs. So CCU, well actually not CCU, but basically post-operative care for some patients had been transferred to the fourth floor of the south wing. Now, some of you locally might remember that there was an incident that's coming up that I'm about to tell you about.
Nope.
He opened the window of the fourth floor and stepped out.
For a short walk.
Don't worry, I'll be back.
Four floors. Right on top of the overhang where basically we take a receiving for some equipment and also for the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very convenient where he landed.
Wow.
But right in front of the entire staff in the middle of the afternoon, right during lunch break, all the staff outside of the patio got to see this guy hit. So, no, he didn't. However, he was compressed an inch. No kidding. The side of his face, everything was about an inch down. So he did succeed finally. And the hospital caught so much shit, I have never heard how much they had to settle for.
Wow.
So, like I said, it's not really a gross hospital story. No. I mean, it is in some ways.
It's about stupid people.
They had to
kill himself, and they have to pay.
Because he was so suicidal. He was previously known as being suicidal, and having to transfer him to the fourth floor where we did, they consider that basically undue cause and attention.
Who sued?
Yeah, well, he was in the wrong kind of hospital, but we do have a mental health facility. We do have 18 beds that basically handle psych patients, and we have 3 lockups, which basically gave us the most outside of Vancouver.
This was like 6-7 years ago?
Yeah, I think
I remember reading
that. So, a lesson to everyone out there. Don't be trying to do the drugs. Don't cut your wrist. Just take a nice...
Don't succeed. Try again.
No. Just forget the drugs. Forget the wrist. Take a nice big knife and go either across the jugglers or use a large weapon, like a shotgun. Do it right. Don't screw up.
Jump off an overpass onto a semi-truck.
I had to watch this moron for 2 months.
That's how long he was in there?
That's how long he was in there. 2 months, start and finish. I had to watch this.
I just walked in. Here you go.
I tell you, basically, I mean, I'm really sorry that he did. And at the time, I was actually, like, really kind of depressed. Because, I mean, you work with that stuff day in, day out. It gets to you after a while.
Oh, yeah.
But, I tell you, it's like... I mean, for God's
all you
sake.
See is misery and pain and suffering and people
Oh yeah, no. But I've, like I said, I've seen things that made me laugh my ass off. I've had great times there. But still, this guy was just a pain in the ass. I was almost, and I felt a little guilty about this. Almost glad he was gone.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it was just so. Because every time this shit happens and we respond to it, we have to write up 5 pages of a report.
Oh, describing in every detail what happened.
I was the only literate one of my partners.
Oh boy, so you have to write up theirs or what?
Yes. Yeah, fortunately, I was not there the day he stepped out the window, so I didn't have to write an ounce on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, and literally, to me, that was basically a relief at this point.
Well, he wanted to die, right? Yeah. He's happy, I guess.
Kind
of happy.
Aim high.
So you've got to find ways of dealing with these problems, I guess. Like police do, you have to laugh them off. Some of this stuff.
We developed gallows humor. We did. I mean, we wouldn't laugh about that, but just when you were going down to the morgue and signing them in, because from midnight to 6 in the morning, thanks to a necrophiliac at Peace Arch Hospital, for real.
Oh.
They had an incident where a nurse went down to take a body in after midnight, and she saw somebody in the morgue playing around with one of the bodies. He ran past her, shoved her into a wall, knocked her in the back of the head. She was off for like a month on sick leave and emotional stress.
Yeah.
And,
Hey, necrophilia is never having to say you're sorry.
Or buy them dinner.
Yeah, you don't ever have to buy them dinner.
Ever seen the movie Kiss? Don't.
What did you say? What did you say?
That was Derek and her.
Derek on his first date? Okay. So anyhow, this nurse got injured, and after that, they decided that the security guards were the ones responsible for taking care of the morgue from midnight to 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was my regular shift, was from...
Looked in the room, and anybody moving? Nope. Okay.
I'm just checking that. Also, whenever there was somebody passed away, we were the ones responsible for moving the body down to the morgue, putting it in, and signing it up.
Just in case somebody messes with it on the way down?
No, basically because the float nurse could wrap it, but basically they wouldn't go into the morgue anymore. Because it was basically our duty.
Oh.
So they just removed it from the float nurse's duty and gave it to the security.
Doesn't sound like it would be in your job description.
It wasn't.
Moving dead bodies.
We had so many people quit because I showed them what they were supposed to do.
They're like, no.
I had one guy, I told him. I had a new guy training. He was basically served in the military. He was tall, he was big, he was smart, he was intelligent, he was everything I was hoping to get in a replacement.
Yeah.
He did not seem like a complete and utter screw-up.
Yeah.
I spent the first part of the evening training him. Midnight rolls around. No body yet. We didn't get one.
Okay.
I just figured I better show him because he's going to take on tomorrow because it's my weekend. I tell him his duty includes the morgue. I begin pulling out the book to show him how to sign in a body.
Yeah.
He quits right then.
So he wasn't intelligent.
Clips off his tie. He hands it to me. He takes out his wallet. He pulls out his company card. He hands it to me.
Wow.
He says, I'll go downstairs. I'll change. Did. Came back up, handed the rest of the uniform to me, said, just give it to the office. I'm not even going in there.
Bit of an aversion to death, does he?
I've never seen that bad a reaction. I've seen East Indians or Hindus, they have a strong aversion to dealing with the dead, so I have that quite a bit with, if we got an East Indian guard,
he'd be like,
he's not going to do it. He wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So he couldn't work that shift.
Yeah.
But in the course of the 5 years I was working there, I probably handled better than 1,000 bodies. And wow. I got to the point where I was completely blasé about it, but you would just end up making jokes as you were wheeling the bodies in.
Based on, based on.
Start dancing around, going, "Hey, look at me!"
No, we always the utmost respect. However, we would just crack jokes as they were basically going in.
Yep.
What, the dancing rag doll or the jokes?
Is that mic on, Bob? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Worst thing I ever had happen, though, was we were putting a body in to, we were just completely filled, and we're putting a body into our containment trays. Now, the way this works is they have a large hoist that we put a bag underneath and hook chains to, and we lift it up that way, put them on the back of a tray,
okay,
and then slide the tray inside the thing. It's like, looks like the standard type of morgue.
Yeah, that you see on TV all the time.
Movies, yeah.
And they pull them out. Yes. Do you know this person?
Yeah, that's what it, that's the way it normally is. We only had three compartments like that. We only use them normally for infectious bodies.
Okay.
But we would do it if we had overflows, like was what we had. We had eight people inside the morgue in our cooler. We couldn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
However, that's technically not true. I hold the record at being able to stack 16 people in there.
Okay, so why are all these people just sitting in
because you wait until basically either some are being held for autopsies, some are being held for certain reasons, or some are waiting for...
Identification?
No, not identification. No. We don't do that. For the funeral homes to come pick them up.
Right. Because usually it's really quick process between somebody dies and they're being buried.
On an average of 24 hours. Is between a person passing away and the funeral home coming to pick them up.
Just have a lot of volume.
Sometimes the funeral homes aren't there, like Christmas or New Year's or other times.
People are on vacation.
We get a lot of people passing away.
Yeah.
Yes,
parts of them are left
behind. The ballad of Irene Wallace's leg, as I've mentioned once before.
That's right.
But that's scary, so I'm pulling the guy up on the hoist. It's a battery-operated chain hoist, electric, no problem. And the nut that holds the chain in snaps. If you drop a body, you can be sued.
For
basically just emotional grief. It has happened. It's in Canada.
Who's emotional grief?
The families.
How are they going to know?
No, I know they don't. They don't know, but the thing is, it is possible because it's dead weight. The person can break bones as they hit. You don't want that to happen. Also, it can cause bruising after the body.
And you have to report that you've dropped it. And the family finds out.
It can cause a whole lot of...
They open her up. You see bones sticking out of the chest or something?
They can clean that up.
Yes, they clean that up. But anyhow, the body fell... My partner stopped the body from hitting the floor by throwing himself underneath it. My partner is smaller than Ryan, the chicken.
Yeah, yep.
Talking about Trevor, who's smaller than you.
Oh, yeah, Trevor.
Yeah, Grover.
Trevor weighs like 90 pounds, and
he's
strapped
on his back. Yeah. Yeah. However, it should be mentioned that despite Trevor's size, Trevor was amazing. I once saw him jump a guy that was 6'4". Who just threw me to the ground, wrapped himself around the guy's head, and confused the guy long enough that the rest of us could stand up and hit this guy to put him into the ground.
Wow.
Oh, he had no fear. Wow. He would stand up to anybody no matter
what
size. That's
what counts.
Yeah. He had the balls for it. He was amazing. But so he got underneath the body, and I managed to grab the head to keep it from hitting the ground.
Because that would be bad, probably.
Yes.
Heads get fragile, probably, after.
Well, no, not just that. No, there's no muscle tensing, so the body is literally dead weight. It hits the ground. It hits the ground hard.
Yeah, yeah. And
but you get used to, basically, handling it after a while. Literally, just catching it. Yeah, catching it is something unique.
You don't actually ever touch the bodies, do you? Or... Do you ever actually touch the bodies, or do you put gloves on and
put gloves on, but the thing is, after a while, because things were so, just, they cut our night staff so bad that I got to the point that I would help the night nurse, the float, dress the bodies. Now, what this entails is not cleaning them down, not wiping up anything like that.
Not draining the blood?
No, that's done at the...
I saw that on television
once.
It was
the
grossest things I've ever seen.
That's done at the morgue. No, all I did is basically you lift the body, you grab the body on the side, you roll it up onto one side, and they will then place a shroud, which is a cloth,
yep.
plastic, half under the body. So it's all bunched up halfway under the body.
Okay.
Then we roll the body on the other side, lift them up, and then grab the plastic bag, pull it out, wrap it over them, take some strings, tie it up, lift the body onto the gurney,
yep.
and then take it down.
So you do actually touch...
I didn't have
body.
To do that. I did because it didn't bother me. And like I said, we were so
understaffed
at that point. It was
obviously understaffed if the guards, the security has to help with hospital duties.
Well, no, technically they hired us as security, but what they were hiring was orderlies.
Okay. I see. Bert.
Thank
Bert
you.
Is off.
See you, Bert.
Cameraman is leaving.
If Bert, if you want, I'll help you hold him down while you kick him to death. Where are you going from here?
Off the balcony. He's come up the balcony.
I'd like to see him do it.
And I think he left that way too. Yeah. Not very high. No. But he has to do it in a hurry this time. See.
Yes, we've been there.
So, what else do we have to do?
Come back here right now.
Who is that? Who is that?
He was doing a version of a really scary version of Bert's wife.
The person on the other end of the phone that phones constantly.
Yes, but he was. It was a joke that he was doing before we hooked up with Bert, and he had me. Stitches and save on. He had me falling down and save on. It was really, really quite amazing.
Bob, you chicken the mic, if you could. Please.
No, if we're walking down here and I'm about to deliver like this full awesome tirade, will you get that thing out of my face?
I bet you've said that before.
We hear this honk.
And it's Bert. Continue on.
Sorry.
I'm gonna fucking hurt you both. And so when we hear this beep beside us, and like the car pulls up, and I'm like, right there, and Kurt pulls up, and he's got the window rolled down. I'm like, curses! Damn it! So I had to like stifle myself. It's all kinds of no good.
If I continue making fun of this woman, I will no longer have a friend. You must shut up.
Get out of here! Right here!
I've said it before. I like her a lot.
I really don't. She's the heinous bitch. She's ugly.
She's
fat. No, that's not a reason to hate somebody, but she's a fat, ugly bitch.
She's the reason we came up with the line, friends don't let friends have big hair.
Yes.
She's mean. She's a dominatrix. She's a manipulator. She tried to turn all of us against each other.
That I agree with.
Why would she do that? Start some...
That's
right.
No, she can be very possessive.
Why, oh, so he wouldn't have friends anymore? Or, yeah.
I want him all to me!
They would have friends.
Oh.
Whatever she would have, like... No, she's, like I said, she's not bad. She's a really good person, but she's just basically needs to loosen up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Can Kurt come out and play?
Less than five times tonight.
I have done that. I have basically have done that. I have called up and said, can Kurt come out and play? Because there are times when I get annoyed. Basically, I understand when a guy goes into a relationship, you don't see him as much as you used to. But the point where basically it goes from you might get a chance to see him once a month is like, hi, you know, I'd still like to be your friend.
Well, he's out once a week now. So
yeah, actually, no, it is a lot better
than
it used to be.
Helped a lot.
Actually, speaking of guys that were stolen away by their girlfriends, we'll bring up Mike. Of course, Mike should be listening in right now because he does listen to this show.
Let's just see if he is still
listening. Well, actually, I guess he'd be.
He is still listening.
Anarchy's on there?
What are those green and...
Hey, Anarchy, dude.
He's a different name on the IRC. It's Tin Basher.
Tin Basher. Flame.
Yeah.
But anyways,
took him to Calgary.
Yeah, she stole him and brought him. I guess it's about 900 kilometers away from here now.
Yep.
So, 17 was like 1100, so somewhere around there.
That never happened to Black Wolf.
No, never. Okay, so I went a couple hundred kilometers further, but that's beside the point. I came back.
See?
Only took a year, but I came back.
We've got good examples of people who didn't do that. Derek and Nikki.
Wrong names, but that's okay. And also Sean Kay and his wife. Very good social couple.
So I can understand, especially wanting to be alone with the person you're in a relationship.
There's a big difference. To wanting to be alone and never seeing the person ever again.
Yes.
Not mentioning any Corey Reynolds names. Who?
I almost didn't notice it.
I have to admit that was partially what happened to me in my little move.
Jaunt to Edmonton.
And even when I came back, it was about a year before I actually got back into the group. Oh, wait. It was a year. It took me a year, then I broke up with her. Hey, there's a link here.
Yep, a little bit.
Broke up with her and started hanging out with my friends. Hey.
Was she extremely possessive?
Kind of, sort of, just more like a hypocrite. Just, you can't do this, but I can. So.
Wonderful. You're all that way?
Deprogramming actually didn't have to work. I struggled with it every day.
Drool,
and
follow,
that's
follow.
Eventually why I just said, I'm sorry, this ain't gonna happen. After 2 years, it's difficult to do, but hey.
No, I basically have to say I've been lucky. I've had three long-lasting relationships, and mm-hmm. all three of them have never gone that way. They just went into bitch queen mode, right? just immediately. It was there.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not true. There was two that were bitch queen. There was one that was, oh, it's going to be so wonderful. We're going to be married. We're going to have 2.3 kids and have a dog and blah, 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 blah.
Run away.
No, I have to say that I was 17, she was 16, and the only reason it went that way was because after 2 months of the relationship,
yeah.
I told her that at the end of the summer I was moving to Canada. So immediately I became the lost love of her life, which was like a real dead case. Honestly, I think if it hadn't been for me leaving at the end of the summer, the longest relationship would have probably lasted would have been maybe like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of that that it was decided that it was like just this latch that was there.
Mine never took me away.
I said it would have lasted 3 months. Haven't you ever had a relationship that basically after about 2 months you're thinking it's maybe time to drop this? yeah, we know about you, okay?
It was the next morning I listened to her and just said, oh my God, what have I done?
I'll be completely honest. After like 2 months, I was still there for the sex. She didn't annoy me and it was sex, okay? It was uh-huh. I'll be completely honest.
Hey, that's a good excuse.
Yeah. I will keep going out with her because there's sex.
As long as both people agree to it, hey, what's wrong with that?
She wanted romance.
Oh.
No, I'm okay. I do romance
easy.
Okay,
tell us your fucking well. Ass.
No, I haven't.
The shy one's going la 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 with her fingers in her ears.
But no, it was very simply.
Man, I've never been romantic with a woman.
Yep, no, she was Korean. And no, we ate her dog.
That's sick.
Okay, we're going beyond that line now.
What line? This is rant radio.
The one that's about four blocks that way.
It went.
The first show went this way. What are you talking about?
Who killed says relationships can be really effed up. And it's censored.
What?
Who killed is now known as Sean 3.
Oh.
I don't know what's wrong. What's up with the censorship?
Do not censor yourself.
Don't.
It is lame.
This is Sean radio.
Bennett.
This is the internet.
From Montreal.
Say cocksucker. Say blowjob. Say rim job. Say fucking salad shooter. Whatever the fuck you want.
Salad shooter.
Just to piss off the U.S. Congress, give instructions on how to build a marijuana grow operation.
explosives and basically plans to kill the government.
And if you got them, light them up. Smoke them. We don't care.
I don't use drugs. I don't believe in them. But talk about them because you have to now.
Yep. That's right. We're legally obliged to talk about them.
Yes.
Because we're not allowed to.
Like that marijuana stuff, man.
I think we actually should give, every week from now on, drug tips.
Yes. We'll give out websites of drug information.
Don't share your needles. It's dumb.
Yeah, don't do that.
And when you drop them in the puddle, make sure you at least rinse them off first.
Sean 3 says, blow me then. He finally swore.
Well, good boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's good. Excellent.
That's my boy. I'm proud of you.
Because when you're censoring yourself, it just looks really bad.
That's right.
Forget about how it looks. Just think about it.
F!
U!
C!
K!
K!
What's that spell?
Fuck!
Yay.
That's because we're Canadians, man. We smart.
Yeah. We have at least a 40% literacy rate.
Which I think is about 3 times higher than the U.S. right now.
It's pretty poor. I don't understand that. How people can not learn to read.
Well,
or
is
the literacy rate
is
like a certain level that they judge
it was
it by?
A certain level because they were testing university and college students, which had a reading level lower than our high school students, which is frightening.
I can't comprehend it.
1980, second highest score in the entire state.
Woohoo! In English.
No, in English. Yeah.
And see, he's the smart one. He moved to Canada.
Yep.
Actually, I was originally Canadian. I just basically was living in New York.
He faked it.
How'd that work?
I was born in Toronto.
Cool.
I whisked him away.
Into the States. I am a black. Have I mentioned this before? I am a black market baby.
Black market baby.
No, I was it was not a legal adoption. I was paid for.
Oh, really?
$10,000.
Wow.
Well,
you know your worth. You know your worth. You have self-worth.
I do. I have self-worth. And that's in $1966 dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm worth it.
Hey,
shit, it didn't work.
Still the original fenders.
A little dented here and there, but hey.
Boy, did he need a lot of body work.
Tell us the story.
What's this?
We missed the story.
Max, I'm saying that I delivered Max letters.
Do you? And what do you deliver? Did you open the boxes?
Like medical supplies and shit. And medical supplies. Because they have fur piercing and shit. They got like water and fucking shit, right? Anyway, and I was saying that, like, I walk into also Next, which is also like a body piercing tattoo place on Gravel. Every time I walk into these places, it, like, reiterates the fact that I will never get a piercing and I'll never get a tattoo ever. Because it's just like, every time I think when I'm 80, how cool it won't be to have a tattoo. And boy, Grandpa, that nose ring looks great. Anyway, whatever. But we're just saying that, Nikki was saying that when she goes, you go into the back of Max Leathers, they've got like a poster board of things they've done. And some guy has like a, look how much I can clink on him at his fucking cock. He's got like piercings up and down this, and his fucking studs all down, up and down and through his sack. Like,
cold shiver.
You hear people telling jokes about clanking when they walk, but this guy's for real, clanking when he walks.
I would only ever consider like a nipple ring or something.
Go for the tongue ring. You pull it out, it's healed in an hour and a half.
Are you serious?
Yep, tongue is the fastest healing part of your body.
You can't eat for a week.
No, but it seals over fast.
No, like, yes. But if you...
your tongue, you're like, what's like the second biggest muscle in your body, if not the biggest?
Your heart's the biggest, but you're what?
Punching a hole in your tongue.
Yes, I know. I watched my roommate do this. I had to go in the room and watch this because it was fun. But, and yes, I am a little morbid here. But at the same time, we were talking about someone else that got a tongue piercing. The guy pulled it out to go in for a job interview. An hour and a half later, he couldn't get it back through because it had already healed over. He had to get it re-pierced.
I don't disbelieve that you were told that. I just believe that because cell growth is fast. I admit that. But
well, no, like the clotting and stuff, it seals over that way first.
Yeah, I understand that, but the ring, once it basically seals up, like once it's like no longer...
It blood, never really does.
Doesn't it?
It's almost always... It's kind of like in a constant open sore. Like, it never actually
really
seals
know
up.
That, and if so, if that's true, I have to say anyone who gets a tongue piercing... is the most moronic fucking piece of detritus God's ever allowed on the planet.
It's a constant.
It's
open
because
sore.
When you pull out that tongue ring, it'll heal. Like, your ear takes however long to close up after you've had it for so long.
But it does.
But eventually it does. But your tongue,
unless you make
within
it really
a week,
big, I guess.
Within a week, you will not be able to tell that person ever had a tongue ring.
Hey. Well, that's
good, completely gone.
Good case for getting one, I guess, because you can just take it out and make it disappear after a while.
Same point, highly infectious.
Yeah.
I mean,
how do you
way
keep
more
it clean,
susceptible.
Right? It's in your mouth. You
your
can't...
mouth is the most bacteria-laden place on the planet.
Yep.
Have you brushed your teeth lately?
Yes.
Try and keep as many out as possible, I guess.
Yeah, that's why they tell you after you get your tongue pierced, or pretty much any piercing, you're not supposed to swap body fluids unless you know that person really well and you're
and
trusting them.
You swap it all the time.
Like, if you're if you're willing to kiss them, it's about the same as, like, if
injecting
you're willing to be...
Yeah,
bloodstream. Because...
However, saliva is, they say, one of the best killers for the AIDS virus or HIV.
Yeah, they were saying that.
Anything. Saliva will just, like, wipe it out, the insides of it.
Mm-hmm. That's why there's not much in it.
Except for a lot of other bacteria which survive.
What? Which is... Yes.
What, saliva?
Saliva is basically...
It's toxic?
Well,
not toxic. It's basically just... It's corrosive.
Toxic is on the other end.
Full of badness.
Yeah.
Toxic is the feces. That's...
Yeah,
that stuff is...
Well, no, that's because it
highly bacterial
contains E. coli.
Yeah.
E. coli is the meanest bacteria we have in our body.
Yeah.
It will kick anyone's ass. Literally.
Yeah.
That's where it's coming out.
Your own, basically, E. coli, you're used to. Other E. coli, if they happen to be just a tiny little bit different, and you get them in there, you have an infection that will just wipe you out.
That's why they're always saying wash your hands after you go to the washroom. It just takes very little bacteria to swap with someone else.
Right? They did a recently, I forget what show this was, it might be Discovery. They took money, and they did cultures. Off of it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And besides all
filthy.
The Staphylococca, basically a whole dozens of others, and every single bill they tested for, fecal matter.
Yeah, oh boy.
Every single bill.
Didn't put coins
Thank
in your
God
mouth.
Thank God I have no money in my pocket. No, actually,
never
coins are
say
different.
That.
No, coins are different because... Paper money is made out of part cotton.
Linen.
Oh, really? Is it easier to for bacteria to survive
on
that?
To stuff.
Yeah. Coins, however, if...
Yeah, that's just sick. Meanwhile, someone just walked out of the washroom, pulled that 20 out of his wallet, didn't wash his hands, and handed it to the clerk, just handed you your burger.
No matter how crisp it is. Don't put it in your mouth.
No.
Sean 3 says, yeah, but why the hell pierce your body anyway? I mean, it isn't that a fucked up idea. Hey, look at me. I put holes in my body. You should die with the same number of holes you're born with.
That's a cute idea. I can understand why people would basically do it. I'm just not into it myself.
Yeah. I just personally wouldn't like it.
Personally, I'm just not into self-mutilation, okay?
It's the pain factor.
Where's the fun in that?
See how brave you are?
Oh, so that would be sadist.
Yeah.
All right. Not masochist, but sadist.
Can I ask you a question? Does it go through the skin around the navel, or does it actually go into the navel?
Above it.
Just around
just
it.
Above it, yeah.
So what they do is they take like hot dog tongs, and they wrap an elastic band around it, and they put it on your belly button.
They pinch you.
Yeah, and they hold it, and then basically when you're not looking, he takes a needle that's about 3 inches long.
Sterilized?
Totally. Everything is spotless. It just jams it right through you. and then he leaves it in there for a little while.
Does it give you any type of anesthetic or just...
No.
Do they use ice?
I said, oh. He looked at me and said, you're welcome. And told me that if I passed out, it was going to cost me an extra $20. So after...
Didn't cost him an extra 20.
After sitting there with this big-ass needle in my belly for about a minute or two. No, it was more just to let it set and stretch. And then in the end of the needle, there's a little bit of a thicker end that had a little hole in it, and that's where he hooked the hoop. So when he pulled the needle through, the earring fed. And then he put the little ball on it. It's very sharp. When you take the ball off, it's very, very sharp.
If you pull it out, will it heal up real fast?
No, not super fast. The tongue, yes. Navel's, no.
My ex pierced her her belly button. Guess what she pierced it with?
What?
A thumbtack.
On her own.
So stupid. Yes.
So she got really infected, you're saying?
Yes, she got really infected and really red.
Congratulations, she deserved it.
I didn't understand. It was so dumb. She just decided to do it
Darwin's
one night.
Darwin's laws. We all live by them.
Yes. You didn't seem like the type that would attract idiots.
She's pretty smart. But not that night.
No, past tense. Sorry, but when she passed up, what she went to, I'm sorry, we're going to have to say past tense. No offense to the person she's with. I mean, he's a cool guy and all, but...
He's cool.
Who's that?
My ex.
Well,
you've never met her.
Who was he with? Or who was she with?
Who was she with? A guy? I don't know.
Just the guy.
Okay.
He's really nice.
And we'll leave it at that.
Yep.
No,
he fixes my car.
Like I said, he's a cool guy.
Yep.
Mental note, don't chug pop.
Don't chug pop. It's coming
stomach
back at
bloated.
You.
Stomach bloated. Oh, belchy.
No belchy. It's gone beyond belch.
It's
so it's in
now.
The midsection, so it just sits there and bloats.
Do you know, I recently read that the carbon dioxide in beer and soda is not just not good for you,
mm-hmm.
but basically actually cuts down the amount of oxygen your bloodstream gets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So that's why it's so good when you exercise really hard and chug back a bunch of pop, so your body doesn't get that oxygen that you really need.
Literally, it can.
Where do you get your oxygen for your bloodstream? Isn't it through breathing?
Through breathing. But okay. The thing is, the carbon dioxide goes into your stomach, and it will actually distribute through the lining of your stomach into your bloodstream.
Oh, wow.
Because that's how your body gets fed.
That's what I was doing right now.
Not unreasonable, yeah.
Of course, it's just stuck there in a big bubble.
Nobody said drinking pop was good for you.
That's why I pretty much have given up. I occasionally will have a can, but I do not drink it at home anymore, period.
Yeah.
I drink orange juice. Tastes much better.
I drink filtered water.
It'll dehydrate you. Oh, yeah.
I drink filtered water, and I know it is not the good kind of double or reverse osmosis is what you mentioned. I will as soon as I have $300 again.
What is it? You can get one of these, or... Including fluoride. Wow.
Takes everything out. So you're actually getting real water.
Tastes really good. Tastes like nothing, probably. That's awesome. Yep.
Chlorine.
So is this an electrical process, or is it actually a filter?
It's a filter. It's a pressurized indeed. Filter process.
Wow. If water fills you up quickly, bucks. There's something wrong.
Jay, does it do anything to... Bob,
what?
Does reverse osmosis do anything to ionization of water?
No.
Because there's this big trend now to deionize...
Get the internet and look it up.
Deionize your water... Internet. But I have to say something, that deionized water tastes flat.
Can I also say something? Stop paying so much for cable and get a cable modem. Cable modem.
Yeah, but also,
I
don't believe everything you read on the internet.
If I cared about my computer, I probably would.
You watch the stupid box more than you would. You could actually learn things and just read online instead of buying books.
You can learn from TV. Once, I saw this reboot episode where this game came in, and
Do you ever notice what I do normally watch on TV? Is the majority of the stuff I watch is PBS.
I also
sat there for one night where you flipped, like, over, what is it, like 70 channels you have?
Yes.
You said, wow, there's nothing on TV. Yet you did not turn the TV off. That's strangely enough.
Nope.
Start at 2 and
I basically, I am a surfer. Actually, if you want to know the worst case,
I am a surfer bitch.
The worst case I have ever done, and I have to admit fully, I am embarrassed by this. I am sitting there just flipping channels. Somebody asked me a question. I turned to look at them. My thumb just kept going.
Doesn't matter. It needs flipping.
Yep.
Television.
Things that I've read like 4 times before I'll start watching TV again. Unless I know there's something on. Unless like Dexter's Laboratory, which I find funny.
Yep.
Or something. Like we only get a couple of channels. So we only get like 28, which has shit on it. And 16, I think, has not so much shit on it. And 19 is like W2N, so it has like sappy shit. And other than that, CBS or CBC. And that's other than that, it's just Canadian.
The only television programs I actually care about are, I actually do like Babylon 5 Crusade, which is, we now have on Space. I do care about Law and Order occasionally. I did care about Homicide. I thought it was the best thing on television.
Right to the end of the show, buy all the tapes.
Coming out on, I'm trying to think what channel is, Showcase here in Canada, is The Oz, which is normally premieres on basically HBO.
Yeah,
that the third season is starting here August 27th. If you're in Canada or if you get Showcase, watch it. If you get HBO, if you get HBO, I hate you. Because you get it, you've already seen it. If you have any taste,
yeah. Oz is brutal, but really good.
Yeah, same
super like show.
Same writers who did Homicide. Same production team a great show, and the Oz is amazing. It is disgusting, but it's real. It's hardcore. It's gritty. It's violent.
Yeah, show those to kids.
Apparently some show down in the States just recently released a documentary based on 20
was on
years
television.
After
Scared Straight.
Did you see the statistics of how many of those kids that they worked with are like still alive? None. There was 7 or something of that.
So it was a success.
In a small way.
I still have to admit, for on the topic of scaring people to be straight type thing, well, I did see one, I forget what it was on, but it was a show they were describing what they showed to these kids, because you see on TV, someone gets shot, a little spurt of blood, maybe a spurt of blood across the wall, The guy's been shot and he's got this little hole. They took actual footage of bodies that have been shot. Like they showed this one and goes, okay, this is the entry wound into the shin on your leg. It enters in through here. And then they picked it up, turned it around. Oh, the exit wound is also, I believe it was something like 6 centimeters wide. And there was shards of bone sticking out because the bone just literally explodes when you get something that hot and that fast going through. But they took all this stuff and showed these kids this stuff, and they actually brought kids into a hospital to show them some of the things, and it was quite entertaining. You see these real tough guys passing out. You see someone doing a joke and saying jokes about people being shot and that, and then watching that person look at a dead body with like this 6-inch hole in their chest, which just happened to be, I forget what it was from, some gun. They're like, this is what a hollow tip will do. And you see this big hole out the back. It's like, ooh, messy. The kid falls over. They're like, oh, guess he's not desensitized.
Nope.
Yeah, basically, that would not have worked with me.
No.
I've never fainted from shock or fear.
been knocked unconscious. No, I'd already seen two people shot by that time. Yes.
But this was for all the kids that they hadn't seen.
I do agree. Yeah. I do agree with you. I'm just saying that there are some that it literally will not work on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've watched so many, like, documentaries and not everything, and you get to see, like, the operation shows. I love watching those. Big knee replacements, because one day I probably will have to get that.
The only one that basically bothered me was the one on the eye.
Yeah.
They were tearing an eye, stitching it shut.
Brutal.
I am so sensitive about an eye. Now, I said I've never basically passed out. However, I want...
Dax catchphrases. There's two of them. How my ankle and
how
my eye.
How my ankle, how my eye.
The worst thing I ever heard made me so nauseous. I really felt like I felt dizzy. So I do know what you're talking about. Was when I heard about this person who... Basically, he's carrying a pile of papers, opens the door, papers fly all over the place. One of them goes and gives him a paper cut in the eyeball.
You think the fingertip hurts.
I fucking freaked when I read this.
That's so gross.
No, that's beyond gross. That's just...
That's brutal.
I can't imagine the pain. But again, that's something that wouldn't affect me. Like it, well, of course it was done to me, yeah, of course, no kidding, intense pain. But seeing it, it's not that big of a deal to me, but just like there was the one where it was some woman that was epileptic, had seizures and that, they lay her on the bed and that, and they prep her up, and they cut a chunk out of her brain, out of her scalp, and take out the bone. Then they're taking electrodes, placing it on different parts of her brain, to find out what's causing the problems and getting her to read these cue cards. You can't put them to sleep because, well, they got to read the cue cards, and whenever they stutter, you're pointing to the right spot.
Uh-huh.
So she's sitting there reading off the cards, and then they put a little charge. It's like half a volt they charge on the brain, and it touches the right spot, and they hold up a thing that just says card, a car. She looks at it and goes, They're like, hey, we found the right spot. Try it again. Make sure. And they do a bunch more testing, and they're like, yep, that's the spot. So then they take a laser and go, oh, you're going to smell some bad smells. And they burn it off, test it again. And meanwhile, she's just laying there, la-da-da-da-da, for 2 hours. And then they drill into the bone and have to sew it back together.
Oh, wow.
Do you know about lobotomies?
But they are.
Okay, now, what they used to do with a lobotomy, well, actually, what they do now with a lobotomy, when they do them, is they will cut and incise a portion on the right side of the scalp? Basically, open the scalp, incise near the temple, and will remove a section of tympanic lobe, I think it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Not the temporal lobe, but there's another part of the brain. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is. Some part of the lobe. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Couch surgeons. Yeah. What they used to do before this, and your
Monday morning for the back end on brain surgery.
You have to help me because I can't remember the actress that they did this to. She did a movie, something, The Snake Pit, I think it was called.
No, that was looking at the actress you think.
Frances Farmer. They used to do frontal lobotomies.
The 1982 biopic starring Jessica Lange is highly fictionalized, but some of this bullshit stuff that actually happened.
What they do is they take, it looks like a needle, uh-huh, like an extremely large, thick needle, almost like an ice pick, that has has a curve in the front. So it's actually like a blade on an ice pick that's curved.
Yeah.
You say there's more hot wings left.
So they will push into the eye, the corner of the eye, push through the very soft bone tissue that's back of the eye socket that goes into the brain,
mm-hmm,
and carve a section, pull it out, wipe off, replace, and do this. And they did this without any anesthetic other than local. They actually used to give the person, I'm trying to remember the name of the stuff, because it wouldn't actually knock the person off. It was actually a curare derivative, because it would cause paralysis. Because they needed the person to actually
still
just not move, but they didn't want the person to be unconscious for it for some reason.
So you can tell if you kill them right away.
I don't remember the exact reason for it. Wow. And they used to scrape a section that was a quarter inch of brain matter by basically like about 3/4 of an inch deep.
Congratulations, Jeff. Yeah, you managed to grow some chicken.
They did this in Canada. I don't know about the stats on the U.S., but they did this in Canada 50 times a week for 17 years.
Why did they do this?
Well, this was what they thought was the cure for mental illness.
Oh, and what did it do to people?
Well, it removes, no, it doesn't remove the thing. It removes a lot of the aggression centers, a lot of the things. Literally what you're doing is you're cutting out a lot of the person's drive mechanisms.
Great.
So they'll still walk around, breathe, talk, and everything. They're not
really good, solid citizens. They get to work on time.
That's right.
They did their jobs like a nice little autonomy.
I think everyone should have that operation.
You want to know what a zombie is?
Times a week
there you
for
go.
17 years, this practice was carried on in Canada.
That's a couple people.
So our camera blinking, saying
camera's freaking out. It's over. That means the show's over.
Yep.
So we're going to say goodbye to all the people on the IRC.
Did I make you run away with
both of them? To Zarfin. What a name. Come on, Brad, you can think of a better one than that. Zarfin, is that how you pronounce it? And Sean 3, a new listener. Listen in next week, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to all the people in the room. Eat the chicken!
Eat the chicken!
Trek fans in the house?
Any Trek fans in the house?
I'm a Star Trek fan, yeah.
That's Jack.
If we really were Star Trek fans, we wouldn't admit it on the air.
I'm not a Trekkie, but I do like the shows.
I like the original series.
I like the original series. I like the original show and the Next Generation a little bit. Say bootleg copies of movies.
I'm sorry.
Yes, James, that is the correct pronunciation.
You don't have
well, that's
to
good then.
This, but basically, as a guy,
so everyone's going to say goodbye.
This is Black Wolf signing off.
This is Sumerian signing off.
This is Gax signing off.
That was
projectile
vomit man distorting the mic. And chickens at the door. He didn't say one word tonight. Okay. And the shy one saying bye bye. Really quietly
in
from
a really,
the corner.
Really quiet voice.
And Anki's
like
asleep. I don't know if he actually got finished.
You did
talk
did
tonight.
Quite a bit.
Yep. Talked last week too. Yep. And Inky's in bed. He might have got Rant TV done, but probably not. www.rant.tv if you want to go look. Yeah, oh, she'll be dancing in front of it.
Naked.
Well, maybe not that, but...
No, that's only in the bedroom.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll make that the intro click page for Rant Radio. Yeah. Click on the left to get in.
Actually, yeah, we'll do that for the Shy Ones thing.
Yeah. Oh, Nara joined a little late.
Website?
Yep.
And seen all of our pictures?
Uh-huh.
And mine.
Oh, your picture, yours.
If you want to go to our webpage,
www.rantradio.com.
Serpents. So, until next week.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Serpent says, "Time for telly. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye."
Oh.
You ever watch that show?
Yes, I do.
It's.
I watched it once.
It's brutal. It's a brutal show. So here's like some.
One episode of it.
It's
no,
so here's some music.
Bye bye.